for bankruptcy at a rate 3 times more than 30 years ago, and those nearing retirement age are also filing for bankruptcy in much larger numbers.
Voters in 5 states will head to the polls today. The most heated race to watch is a special election in Ohio's 12th congressional district, where a Democrat hasn't won since the 1980s. Former Godfather's Pizza CEO Herman Cain shares what he believes the Democrats will be running on this year.
They're going to try to sell this idea of free stuff, but the American people are waking up. Socialism has never worked in the history of man.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson is sticking by Mayor Rahm Emanuel in Chicago to deliver a message to the residents of the city. Basically, he's saying, step up. Everyone needs to step up and protect our city. Meanwhile, former NYPD Police Commissioner Ray Kelly shares how he believes guns are ending up in Chicago.
Indiana for Chicago is a big problem. But guns here in New York, 90% of the guns confiscated here come from out of state. They come from the South, as they call it, the I-95 pipeline, Virginia, West Virginia, Florida. Those guns are coming out. It's easier to buy guns in these other states than it is in New York and it is in Chicago. Chicago has a very strict laws, but no, the guns are still coming in great numbers.
Kelly also shares now what you're seeing from the police departments as the violence increases.
That's true. So what you see is departments becoming a lot more reactive and not proactive. Things that have driven crime down successfully in the past, in the 90s and 2000s, just are not being used, certainly not being used to the extent they should be. It should be a natural occurrence. In other words, police see suspicious activity, you get out and you engage. That's not happening.
Yeah.
They're holding back.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. And finally, it was back on this date in 1997 when country music star Garth Brooks held a concert in New York City's Central Park that drew over 100,000 people. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Action on that aid for Houston and Southeast Texas. A statue of Confederate General Stonewall Jackson will be coming down in Charlottesville, Virginia, where the Democratic mayor, Michael Signer, says it's become damaging to his community.
They clearly
became magnets for people, for evil, and people who wanted to turn us against ourselves and destroy a certain part of America.
The city council voting 5-0 to remove that statue from a local park in Charlottesville. A different statue, one of the Confederate General Robert E. Lee, was the focus of violence in Charlottesville last month when a white supremacist rally and some counter-protesters clashed, leaving a counter-protester dead. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years, but now I've found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
More now on the president's decision on DACA. One Republican congressman speaking in favor of ending it points out something he says most liberals won't admit about the program. More on that angle from USA Radio's Jason Wirt.
New York Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin spoke with USA Radio News about President Trump's decision to cancel DACA. Zeldin said one of his issues is that illegal immigrants should not be given preferential treatment over those who are following America's immigration law.
What I struggle with the most is how you can possibly allow someone illegally in our country to be given preference over someone who is not in our country solely because that individual abroad is following the rules and respecting our laws, and as a result, they're not here.
Zeldin said he's open to debate in Congress about changing America's immigration laws if the American people want that. I'm Jason Wirt.
And a stabbing at a school in Washington, D.C., turning into a bit of an international incident. A 13-year-old boy stabbed yesterday afternoon at the British International School in Georgetown. A 12-year-old girl, the daughter of a staffer at the German embassy, was detained but not charged, as she has diplomatic immunity. The boy is expected to recover. Remember, you can follow us online as well as on the radio. Find us at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on Hunter and Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunter County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunter County.
It is 9:06, time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. 62 degrees right now in Fleming. It's overcast skies. Rain is going to be continuing until about, well, through the afternoon. We have a little break, and more rain will be coming around 1 o'clock. Showers and a chance of thunderstorms this morning, then periods of showers in the afternoon. Some thunderstorms may produce heavy rainfall this morning, not as warm, with highs in the upper 60s. North winds around 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 100%. Showers mainly in the evening. Cooler with lows in the 50s. Northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance of rain near 100%. Partly sunny and a chance of showers in the morning tomorrow. Highs in the upper 70s. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mostly sunny on Thursday, lower on Friday, and lower 70s. Mostly sunny and highs in the upper 60s on Saturday. Sunny and highs in the upper 60s on Sunday. Monday also a nice day, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 70s. Temperatures in the area, 62 in Raritan, 61 at the county complex, 63 down in Doylestown, 59 over in Frenchtown, 57 over in Easton, 59 up in Highbridge. That is Good Morning Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunter and Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at...
Action on that aid for Houston and Southeast Texas. A statue of Confederate General Stonewall Jackson will be coming down in Charlottesville, Virginia, where the Democratic mayor, Michael Signer, says it's become damaging to his community.
They clearly became magnets for people, for evil, and people who wanted to turn us against ourselves and destroy a certain part of America.
The city council voting 5-0 to remove that statue from a local park in Charlottesville. A different statue, one of the Confederate General Robert E. Lee, was the focus of violence in Charlottesville last month when a white supremacist rally and some counter-protesters clashed, leaving a counter-protester dead. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
More now on the president's decision on DACA. One Republican congressman speaking in favor of ending it points out something he says most liberals won't admit about the program. More on that angle from USA Radio's Jason Wirt.
New York Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin spoke with USA Radio News about President Trump's decision to cancel DACA. Zeldin said one of his issues is that illegal immigrants should not be given preferential treatment over those who are following America's immigration law.
What I struggle with the most is how you can possibly allow someone illegally in our country to be given preference over someone who is not in our country solely because that individual abroad is following the rules and respecting our laws, and as a result, they're not here.
Zeldin said he's open to debate in Congress about changing America's immigration laws if the American people want that. I'm Jason Wirt.
And a stabbing at a school in Washington, D.C., turning into a bit of an international incident. A 13-year-old boy stabbed yesterday afternoon at the British International School in Georgetown. A 12-year-old girl, the daughter of a staffer at the German embassy, was detained but not charged, as she has diplomatic immunity. The boy is expected to recover. Remember, you can follow us online as well as on the radio. Find us at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
It is 9:06, time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. 62 degrees right now in Fleming. It's overcast skies. Rain is going to be continuing until about, well, through the afternoon. We have a little break, and more rain will be coming around 1 o'clock. Showers and a chance of thunderstorms this morning, then periods of showers in the afternoon. Some thunderstorms may produce heavy rainfall this morning, not as warm, with highs in the upper 60s. North winds around 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 100%. Showers mainly in the evening. Cooler with lows in the 50s. Northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance of rain near 100%. Partly sunny and a chance of showers in the morning tomorrow. Highs in the upper 70s. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mostly sunny on Thursday, lower on Friday, and lower 70s. Mostly sunny and highs in the upper 60s on Saturday. Sunny and highs in the upper 60s on Sunday. Monday also a nice day, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 70s. Temperatures in the area, 62 in Raritan, 61 at the county complex, 63 down in Doylestown, 59 over in Frenchtown, 57 over in Easton, 59 up in Highbridge. That is Good Morning Hunterdon, Hunter Chamber Radio weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Welcome back to WHCRDB, Hunter and Chamber Radio.com. This is the Good Morning Hunter and Show, and I have my guest here today, and I just had an epiphany and a reacquaintance. A number of years ago, I had this gentleman in my show, and he reminded me about his humble beginnings. Hunter Murphy is with me, The Expo for the 100 Chamber of Commerce is going to be happening in November, and 100 Murphy and his new venture, Next Gen, over in by the ice rink, Flemington Ice, is going to be hosting the business showcase. And so we're going to learn all about Hunter again and find out a little bit about what he's prepared for us when we get over to the expo in November. So good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, how we doing today, Chris? I'm doing great. Thanks for
awesome.
Having me. Yeah. So, you know, it was a few years ago.
I'm going to look it up sometime in a little few minutes. I'm going to tell you how long ago it is. It's crazy.
You know, it's great. I have lived and been an active member in this community and town for most of my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I started a business here, I want to say 5-6 years ago.
Yep.
Almost right on Broad Street.
Yep.
You know, which focused on mainly strength conditioning, sports performance, and fitness, that was more personalized with, you know, professionals working it, myself included, and one of my partners who is still, you know, working with me today,
right.
Pete Chevy, and, you know, it's been a very progressive road over the past 4 years, a lot of ups and downs, but you know, more ups than downs, to say the least, as we've moved 4 different locations here.
It's an incredible story, Hunter, and I do want to delve into it a little bit, because I want to give people the inspiration to understand that it's not a straight line, and it's also you have to have perseverance to do what you do. So we're going to definitely cover some of that. But let's remind people about the original business, which was
Fierce and Fit, actually.
Fierce, yeah. That's right. I remember you guys coming in with the shirts and everything.
Shirts and everything.
You guys were
was a few pounds off me, but, you know, I think I'll get back to that soon.
I heard rumor you're getting married, dude. It's a slippery slope, brother.
It's coming quick. Yeah, I can't keep piling on. That's for sure. But, you know, it was good. You know, we started at Fierce and Fit, and, you know, we moved to our second location, which was on Minneakin Road.
Right.
You know, at that point, I created the Next Level brand.
Mm-hmm.
For Next Level, and we, you know, I jumped into a larger space, the space right next to Shields Gymnastics.
It was
called Next Level Sports. Fairly large training center. It was one of the largest training centers in New Jersey.
Wow.
On sheer size for, you know, the types of free weights and demands. But
so give me a hint. When you made that decision, I mean, you started out like in a very small space. It was very isolated and focused on the. It was almost
the private, the train.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it very, very. This is not your tip. This is not your grandfather's Gold's Gym, right?
Right.
You guys were working on behind in the back, private,
yep.
Very centered and specific training for people, and then you moved over because you needed more room, and then going to one of the largest training spaces in New Jersey. What was the research behind that to tell you that was a good move?
You know what? There was, from what we were making going in, it seemed like it was suffice to set a base and be comfortable
mm-hmm.
moving into a space like that. But, you know, the research came down to, you know, the numbers that we needed to operate it was not massive.
Okay.
And, you know, we thought we could approach at that time. A few commitments from different teams gave me confidence that we could, you know, take that leap and step.
Right.
You know, but as we're talking here, everything's a learning curve.
Yes.
And, you know, going into that space, you know, it's funny. Over the 4 years that I was there, you know, we realized that, again, your basics and what you know and what you're really, really good with
mm-hmm.
Seem to be the driver there. And we, instead of, you know, gearing this towards everyone where, you know, in that sense, I was creating this facility to give an outlet to the Planet Fitness type of crowd, which was a routine turnstile, you know, punch in, punch out,
right?
You know, wait in line for a treadmill, talk to this compared to trying to give people results or, you know, more free weight and functional exercises in a large, large gym and training center.
Right.
You know, you still had too many comparisons with the, hey, you guys should be a $10 gym like Planet, because, you know, that's just the market in that sense. Our other market that really grew and that I was really focused on growing was our sports training, our personal training, and still the privatized market where we're adding coaches and specialists with degrees. You know, I look for a few things when we hire, and, you know, one of them is recommendations on personality, that, you know, they are motivated and driven, and, you know, that carries on to the people they work with.
Right.
Usually, you know, especially in a fitness setting, it does. You know, another thing we look for is, you know, having those degrees and then playing, you know, particular sports or certain things in college because you're living it. And sometimes, you know, the people that, you know, you can, I can read all the books I want about something here, but if I'm not practicing it in my own life or believing it or doing that, you know, it's much less believable, or I'm really not finding that research through there. I know even back in college we found, you know, a book about an exercise that was written by somebody that never done the exercise before and wrote it off a book of somebody else. But, you know, in this setting, we really did add good quality personnel and a team. And now we have a team of upwards of 15 professionals that, you know, have various degrees from master's to sports medicine degrees that, you know, have found a niche and a home in our area. And some of these people moved from Maryland, from other states to Flemington, New Jersey, you know, as their base. And we are pulling people all the way from, you know, other states to come in and train and, you know, have programs created in there. So, you know, that was our overall business. And, you know, we found out over those 4 years that, you know, that's, that was really, you know, what we were excelling in at a national scale compared to trying to make a, you know, a gym membership difference. So, you know.
Tell me a little bit about what you think and what you're seeing. Anecdotally, when I see Hunterdon County, I see all these specialized places popping up. The one that comes to mind that's huge is Diamond Nation, which is focusing on baseball and softball and stuff like that. Going hand in hand with that is Health Quest, which has its own specifics. But is, are we unique in Hunterdon County that this growing trend of private training is happening, or is this happening all over the country?
I'm glad you brought that up. You know, so, you know, they call it sports tourism is the official name.
Okay.
And what that is building large fields or massive facilities to host events like, you know, games and events. You know, the you know, a lot of, we're watching a big market shift right now from players that were playing multiple sports. Hey, I'm an athlete. I'm playing one or two or three sports. I'm being well-versed. I'm working out too. You know, them grabbing these kids, you know, them, you know, coaches or parent coaches or some of these other groups telling these kids at age six, you got to quit every other sport if you want to go to college now, start paying me $6,000 a year, and we're going to go to seven different locations around the nation.
Wow.
And you're not going to have, you know, 30 of your weekends are not going to be free. But, you know, the side effect is to that where
there's no socialization.
Yeah. And you know, they're quitting all these other sports, so your pool of athletes or people who wanted to play sports are now veering into one sport. They're killing the community teams,
right?
Or the even high school and middle school teams. You're watching them cut sports around the nation everywhere else in certain areas that are well populated. Because, you know, if I wanted to play, you know, soccer or softball, I have to pay, you know, $10,000 a year. And not to say that there aren't high level clubs and activities in there. And even, you know, I got to say, like, with Jack Cuss facility, there is a great one. And it's, they focus on the training and they focus on sort of the development of players,
right,
in that industry. But you have a lot of ones that are, you know, built out of the back of somebody's, you know, garage shop or mechanic shop of a parent that's entering everybody in these things all around and making kids quit sports to do that.
Yeah.
Compared to, you know, some of the professional organizations that develop. And, you know, Hunterdon County has a lot of those that are, that are specialized in development and training. I know the Diamond Jacks and Diamond Nation, you know, those teams are sort of, you know, their primary goal there, and they do great with that. I mean, we have the same thing we do with lacrosse.
Mm-hmm.
What actually brought me into this department is trying to help those kids that are playing those annual sports prevent injury and right. to be strong enough to last through a career
yep.
If they're really committing to that. Because you wouldn't see a marathon runner run the marathon and then sit on the couch all week and not train for it.
Right.
Because physically they're going to either get hurt trying to keep up with their norms or not reach it. Now, on the count of the gyms in the area, I'm a big proponent of some of the homegrown gyms around here. I do like HealthQuest. I think it has this, you know, place, and you know, it's a well-established
mm-hmm.
you know, fitness center there. Some of the ones that are popping up that are here or there that are sort of fads end up being fads, and it's tough because they're going to have to see a lot of pre-sales right through it, or they're not going to.
Yeah, and that's counting on the fad of, you know, the New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
The folks who were saying, I got to do something about it. We have a gentleman here that was working with another gym at one time, and he was explaining to me that some people would look at their effort to try and change their course of their life was to simply walk around shop at a gym, and they would check off on their list, well, at least I went and looked at it.
Yeah.
You know, that was the extent of their effort to change their life.
And you have another one here that'll hand you a slice of pizza when you do that. You know, that's what that model is, you know, when you grab those types of turnstile, they're trying to limit their risk of for insurance, which means the more free weights that you can take out of somebody's hand,
right,
lessens the risk of everybody around those people.
Really,
so
you can't hurt yourself on a...
Yeah, and then if you don't have that and you almost forbid it...
Please.
Like almost having an alarm that goes off when you feel somebody's using those.
Yeah.
You know, that's...
No, I've used some of the old Nautilus routines with the cables. They're worse.
They're
actually putting you in a precarious position. You're starting off with heavy weight and you in an unusual spot to actually get started. You can't actually get the weight in a
there's a whole knowledge behind exercise and progression, and really right. you know, if you do 100 push-ups a day and you only start off at 20, you know, because you can't reach that 100 goal yet, you'll eventually get there if you're doing it. Consistency is the key to exercise, where
right.
if you're doing something consistently, you're going to progress towards that goal,
right.
Whether it's at home or in a facility or whatnot. You know, we try and give our what we've created over at Next Level.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a multi-stage process because we just moved our training center to Next Level Arena to create the all-encompassing fitness training center and health and wellness center there.
Right.
And Next Level Arena, you know, I was going back to our discussion here on the sort of destination sports and the club sports and activities.
Right. Right.
You know, we were watching such a growing rise in the sport of playing compared to training for it, that the injury rates were going up
mm-hmm.
and that you were seeing a drop-off in athleticism there.
Yeah,
and you know they were having to get it corrected in college when they could have had it corrected in high school, or they could have it corrected in youth. So you know what we did, me and one of my new business partner here at Next Level Arena, Jim Stagnita,
mm-hmm.
He is a MLL coach for the Charlotte Hounds. He is a well established coach. He was 2-time NCAA Coach of the Year for Rutgers. Back at the time, me and him had the same goals. Him and I had the same goals when we were envisioning building a training center that'll help kids, athletes, players develop
mm-hmm.
and help them truly progress their skill, progress their athleticism, prevent injury, and prepare them for, you know, whether it's high school, college, you know, the youth level for success. Because, you know, if you don't know where you're at, you can't really move forward. And having true professionals work with you and let you know, where the mechanical flaws, because if a kid is better than seven other kids, you can overlook that if you're trying to win.
Big fish, small pond.
Yep. Yeah. So, you know, we brought the sharks over to make sure that everybody is understanding where they are and how to get better from there. And, you know, I'm excited as we moved our facility over to the arena, because, you know, my overall goal was to create a fitness center that, you know, everybody could feel like a community base to, where they can walk in, they feel comfortable to push themselves.
Yep.
You know, it's not easy to sweat in front of somebody. But, you know, if you're in an environment where everybody's sweating and everybody's pushing themselves and it's friendly and knowledgeable.
Well, it's an incredible motivator to see somebody at the corner of your eye who's working their tail off. And you could lie to yourself and lie to everybody else, but eventually you're sitting there saying, I know that person is kicking my butt.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's you know, what we thrive off of. And you know, we like that environment. And it starts by having a staff that believes it, enforces it.
Yep.
And, you know, we have a great – I cannot speak more highly of our team over at Next Level. We have a amazing staff from the people that work with – the front desk and behind the scenes to our coaches that are on the field and, you know, make it there. Everybody believes in the overall goal and mission, which is, one, we're trying to progress the field of exercise. We're trying to bring knowledge to this and, you know, progress fitness itself. And, you know, we're trying to also, you know, instill a, you know, the proper attitude on how to achieve those results that everybody's looking for.
Cool. We're going to take a quick break, Hunter, and I'm going to give you an aha moment. And we met on May 2nd, 2012.
Wow.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Wow. Yeah.
All right, we're listening to Hunter Murphy. He's part of Next Level and Next Gen, lots of different places, and we're going to find out more about the new endeavor over there by Flemington Ice and find out all about his plans and what's in store for us. So hang on. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon, and we are on HuntChamberRadio.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Join the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Flemington Community Partnership for their Card Club networking event hosted by Northfield Bank on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Northfield Bank's Flemington office right here on Main Street. For details and to RSVP, visit hunterdon-chamber.org or call 908-782-7115. See you there.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
We're talking with Hunter Murphy. He's part of Next Level Sports and Next Level Arena, which is over there by Flemington Ice. And we were talking about Next Level Sports, which is the 20,000-foot sports complex that you're working on all the training. But now, when did the brain idea come to you to take on this next area over there by Flemington Ice, the Next Level Arena?
Well, you know, working with Next Level Sports and having a 15-yard field, yeah, was great, but it seemed like we were still stretched in two different areas. And you know, the overall goal of what we were trying to do to help athletes, people in this area achieve their fitness goals, you know, it was coming to fruition. We were having a great reputation in the area and a great progressive business there. You know, when I was approached by Jim Segneta, I approached Jim Segneta, who is the MLL coach with Charlotte Hounds and a well-established coach. Mm-hmm. You know, he runs the 360 program, the Complete Athlete 360 program over through Destination Athlete. And, you know, his goal was to put together all these services like sports psychology, education on preparing athletes, you know, leadership development, and, you know, fitness is where I came in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, strength conditioning and preparing those athletes for injury prevention. And, you know, we had this goal, you know, together to progress that. And, you know, or as I could help him with his goal there, you know, I had another goal, which was to really, if we were going to make that jump to work with teams, we would have to have the field size to do it. And,
right,
you know, it just so happened, it felt, you know, in that point, you know, a couple people who were trying to save the ice rink when it was, you know, in its less happy days there,
yeah,
so to say, you know, Mike, Tim, and Paul there, you know, wanted to, you know, had a vision and goal for, you know, FIA and Flemington Ice Rink to really restore that building and then progress it and really bring back the life to that building, that area, and that business.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I loved that idea, that thought, and that vision. And I saw, you know, the other building on the other side there, formerly known as Power Time,
right,
you know, brought a lot of people in its heyday.
Yes, it did.
And it, you know, fell.
Nothing like a good indoor place for kids to just
Be kids and
let
train
out
and play.
Yeah.
You know, and seeing that, you know, there was just so much potential in that other side, especially aligned with what I do. And, you know, it just seemed like a great fit.
Mm-hmm.
So all of us, you know, took a step there to, you know, create Hunterdon Sports Complex.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're, you know, as a vital part there. You know, my responsibilities, my vision was to really enhance and fix that other side. to make sure, you know, and we put in $1 million already, tearing that place down to the studs pretty much and the framework, cleaning it with the toothbrush, and then, re-insulating it, putting in new lighting, new turf, new flooring, really giving that thing a facelift in the proper way, where now it was safer, it was nice, and it was one of the top indoor facilities. I'd say go toe-to-toe with any facility here on the East Coast, hands down. We have the newest, the brand-new turf that's up there and just got voted in by the Sports Medicine Council as the safest turf, it is nice, and I mean you're going from a McDonald's to a steakhouse there, pretty much as I like to say. And once we did that, we just finished outfitting the fitness center there, so everything's in the same home base and as our next level headquarters.
Nice.
That was all progression steps to it, and we still have a lot more vision. Me, Mike, Tim, Paul have a great vision to keep enhancing that facility, their facilities, our facilities. I know they've been working very hard to keep progressing their facilities. They just did another revamp here over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
We want that place to be a cornerstone for the community that brings outside athletes and businesses in.
Yep.
To our town and gives benefits and a home base for for our community and the people that live within Hunterdon County and Flemington.
Yeah. Back when we first met Hunter in 2012, you were a fledgling operation, trying to make ends meet, startup, entrepreneur, and you've already listed over the last couple of about half an hour, the progression that you've made. Put that to the side for just a moment, and then we look at the Flemington Ice Arena, and I was telling you off air when I was doing this, I've been doing this show since 2011, and we've had a lot of downs in this particular area, Hunterdon County, one of which is Flemington's Main Street is struggling, and we're trying to get that all resolved. But it was almost like this last straw when it was announced that Flemington Ice, then called Aspen Ice, was going to close, and that building was just going to stay vacant. People have been clamoring. There's plenty of reports and studies that have told us that people don't know where to take their kids to do something, to keep them entertained. And the Flemington Ice Arena was one of those places. It might not have been a major portion of it, but it was just an exasperated look and total gasp by the community. It said, my gosh, another thing is going. And somehow that was rescued. Now you come along and you somehow see the other half of this building. Have you had a chance to actually sit down and realize that there was a time when you were focused strictly on your business, but now you've actually morphed into a case study for this community and this county as to how to do it?
You know what? I think it's been such a light speed trip here.
Yeah.
Of focusing on the, I guess, as you say in any type of sports term, the next play.
Yeah.
The next play or football terms.
Yeah. One play at a time.
Yeah, one play at a time. That, I really haven't had, I'm sure it's going to hit me here in the next year or so, as we sort of establish, after a first year of operations there, everything that's going on in there. But, I'm happy. I'm starting to realize as we're talking to people around town and, I live in this community. I see more and more people there that are now realizing that I run next level, that are living on my blocks and streets that are coming up, and we're talking. The ice rink was a major part of this town, and that building there with Power Time was a major part too for a while. And it's refreshing. It's refreshing. I'm glad to be, in a position where we can help our community, our area, And, you know, do what I love doing while giving back.
You know,
because, you know, my passion is training. My passion is, you know, progressing and helping people realize their fitness goals.
Yeah, but it's metaphorically you're helping the community as well, which is kind of cool. If you see them in parallel tracks, it's very interesting to watch. Somehow you're using your fitness training and intuitively you're actually getting our community in a better shape.
Well, I gotta say, you know, I honestly never would have gotten a step here if it wasn't for the love and support of my family.
Awesome.
You know, my father, you know, has been behind me and helping me, you know, with everything from understanding business ethics to, you know, how to approach and handle some of these situations, growth, you know, on projection, you know, that, you know, I wouldn't have taken a step probably outside that second building if I didn't have that type of support from, you know, everything from, you know, my mom jumping in and helping, you know, here or there, or, you know, supporting me on the training aspect or any of that and embracing it, you know, because it does start off with, you know, being good at what you do and doing it for the people that you know or within a comfortable circle that grows until, you know, now it's funny to look around and say, you know, it's now my community. That circle has rapidly grown, and now it's out even outside of our community in other states and here. And, you know, it's great to see. But, you know, without, you know, that type of support, I doubt I would have ever made the jump from the second facility to the fourth one that we're at here.
Yep.
And, you know, I owe a lot of it to the support from my family. So
awesome. Well, I'm sure they're
friends and my business team too, you know, everybody stands up and it's,
well, that's a great testament to the fact that no person's an island, right? You always need the other people to help you give perspective.
You got
to
surround yourself with good people that
good
you
stuff.
Trust and, you know, believe in what your ultimate goal in the business is, because, you know, working with just employees that are come and go or fly by the night, it's tough. So if you're not passionate about what your business is and what your goals are, it's tough for other people to be passionate about that.
Excellent. So Next Level Arena, what you talked about the revitalization, the renovations that you made. So what is now, you moved some of the services from Next Level Sports over to Next Level Arena. What's the menu of items that's out there right now?
The menu of items, you know, what our staple is if you're going over to Next Level Arena is really for you know, the fitness center. If you're looking for any type of boot camp class, a professional class, all of our sports med coaches and professional coaches with certifications and degrees also teach our boot camps and our progressive classes. Now, we keep those classes to a minimum of about 12 people or a maximum of 12 people, 8 to 12, just so that we can watch, control, almost like a personal training program within the boot camp class and structure. So you reach your goals. And, you know, what we really did is, you know, create that community fitness where people who are looking for results, whether you're a 40-plus mother or you're a 18 or younger student-athlete, you know, we have those services to help you progress. Our private training, our small group training, and, you know, our athletic and sports performance is really our key services there. So if you're looking to progress, you know, physically and prepare for your sport, or just physically prepare to try and play sports or accomplish a sport, that's a place to go. We do also offer memberships to the facility, and those almost as a club and active pass that allows you to utilize the fitness center through all our open hours. It allows you to drop into actually pickup sports. So if you want to be in a 40-plus pickup session for soccer, you can, or bored with running on a treadmill every day, and you'd rather jump on a field and play a certain sport or frisbee golf or something like that to be active,
right.
We have those, with membership, you're allowed to jump into any of the pickup sessions to really stay active and stay, fit and in shape. And, that membership until will be on sale. We have a special going to the end of September here where it is either $50 a month, no commitment, or $360 for the year as a one-year pass. And that allows you to go to any of our social events as well. We have social sporting events where we run certain tournaments. Sometimes they're 21-plus events that are, activities for adults, youth activities. But, it's an outlet for people who really want to do more than just run on a treadmill.
Yeah.
And, really are looking for, a group of people to work out with, to sweat with, to play certain sports with, to really, embrace that side to stay active and have fun doing it and make some, connections and some friends while you're.
So it sounds like you grabbed some of your roots from the original Fierce and Fit.
Oh, yeah.
And brought it over there.
Oh, yeah. They're popping out for sure.
Went back to the beginning.
Yeah. Well, another thing we do offer, and one of our main services is we run specialized training for sports for lacrosse services.
Right.
So if you are a lacrosse player and you really need to work mechanics, and I mean, we have a staff of college coaches that are working with players here to develop. And I mean, if you're looking to play college, if you're looking to play high school, if you're doing anything like that, these are the coaches you want to be in front of that are correcting your mechanics, because you don't want to wait 4 years to get in front of them and them tell you the same thing that you could have been told 4 years ago to change.
Well, yeah, and then you're behind the eight ball. If you're going to college, there's other people that are ahead of you that already gained that knowledge.
Oh, yeah, and we're also running clinics in the area with utilizing some of the youth and the learn to play sports. And, the last thing, touch on, we have a group coming over called Drone Zone. They do drone racing.
That's happening at there too?
Yeah. We got a lot of fun activities. It's a big event center. So I'm sure they'd love to come on and tell you about some of the cool
drone
stuff.
Drone racing.
October,
I've seen that online. I've seen the videos.
Yeah, we'll get an event for you guys.
Crazy stuff.
Invite you over, Chris.
That is
how your
awesome.
Flying skills are.
Yeah.
But
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to summarize everything that Hunter's brought to us today. Part of Next Level Sports, Next Level Arena. You're listening to Good Morning Hunter on WHCR-DB.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh, yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
You're listening to WHCR-DB. This is Good Morning, Hunterdon. Big C here, and I got Hunter Murphy, a part of Next Level Arena, Next Level Sports. And he's thrown a lot of information at us. Now, I want to just get some things clarified. So let's start. We still have the ability for the hardcore athlete. So yeah, so let's go quick with what does a hardcore athlete have available to them?
Maybe a dedicated athlete. Okay. What a dedicated athlete is.
And focused, right?
Yeah. If you are, set to a path and you know that you're goal-oriented and you want to either compete or play or train for, it could be any age group mm-hmm. on sport, but really the ones that focus on are high school and our sixth, seventh, eighth
right.
grade players, what we really call the dedicated athletes, anybody that, if you're spending 10 weekends to 12 a year traveling to a place to play,
mm-hmm.
you're a dedicated athlete.
Right.
You're investing a lot of time and money in that sport. You need to be physically prepared for it. If you're not physically prepared for that, I don't know if, spending the money will get you to the college scene.
Right.
And what we do is really physically prepare those athletes so that they don't get hurt during their year.
Okay.
And that they progress.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump took to Twitter to tout his sanctions that he slapped on Iran at midnight, calling them the most biting sanctions ever imposed. The president also called on other nations to join in the economic pressure, and U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton says it's not a good idea to do business with Iran.
Business people know they want to do business with the United States, and if it's a choice between us or Iran, that's a pretty easy choice for them. That's pressure their own governments in Europe are now beginning to feel.
Today, the TSA came out and said they would not be eliminating passenger screening at any of the federalized U.S. airports after reports surfaced last week that a proposal was under consideration to do so. Now, a TSA spokesman did say, though, that the TSA is hoping to implement new technology which will help speed up the process of going through security at airports. Voters today in five states are heading to the polls for Democrat and Republican primaries. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
A New York man's filed a big lawsuit against a celebrity chef over a dog food she endorses. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on this story.
In a TV commercial for Rachael Ray Nutrish dog food, Ray herself says,
"That's slow-roasted chicken. Here's a carrot. These are the whole ingredients you'll see in every dish from Nutrish recipe."
But she's facing a $5 million lawsuit over a claim that her dog food also contains a chemical weed killer. The lawsuit argues that testing by an independent lab found the dog food contains a chemical